Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, in a practical sense, where does this religious tolerance that you advocate end in the application of our citizenship here on earth? Are you saying that it's an illegitimate pursuit to seek, as many of our founders did, to apply the Bible to our community and national laws?
No, it's not inappropriate to seek to apply the Bible, provided we apply it wisely. And the wisdom lies in realizing that the Bible itself insists, I believe, that since coerced faith and coerced obedience are unbiblical, therefore the Bible provides the guidance and the ground for making space for a culture in which people have the right to choose which moral elements they will obey and which they won't obey, which sounds almost contradictory. In other words, the Bible insists that there must not be coercion for every single moral command that it has. For example, thou shalt not covet. You're going to make that into a law? No, because coerced non-coveting won't work. It's a self-contradiction. Same thing with belief in Jesus. The Bible clearly commands, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Shall we turn that moral religious command into a law? And the answer is no, because a law-constrained faith in Jesus is unbiblical and has no validity. So in a sense, the Bible shows that we should not turn all of its commands into law. So I think the answer to your question boils down to, well, which ones then? Don't kill. We all agree on that one. Make that a law. Don't steal. We all agree on that one. Make that a law. Don't commit adultery. Now what about that one? Or remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Used to have laws about that. And I think the way it works practically is that on the laws where we can get overwhelming consensus in the culture, we're going to use coercion. The irony is that we believe in that as a culture on the things that don't seem to matter very much, like I've got to get all the dog poop out of my backyard or I'm going to get cited, and coercion will be used to make me cut my grass or clean my yard. And yet, we can't use coercion legally to save a baby's life if he's still in the womb. So I think what we need to do is find those things in the Bible that we believe should be lived by, and then try as Christians through preaching and teaching and prayer to bring about as much consensus as we can. And yet we will not press for the legislating of things where there is massive unwillingness to do it, because we would wind up making coercion the ground of our morality.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.